Air and naval forces of the United States launched a series of strikes against terrorist facilities.
Sun Am Flight 103 crashed into the town of Lockerbie.
He has sanctioned acts of terror in Africa, Europe, the Middle East.
This will not stand, this aggression against Kuwait.
His relentless pursuit.
We will make no distinction.
The USS Cole was attacked while refueling in the port of...
This was an act of terrorism.
Terrorist.
It was a despicable and countermand.
Those who harbored.
The next number we're going to swing for you is one of the good old
days.
Until something stops him.
I'm just making sure we don't get hit again.
We must, and we will, remain vigilant at home and abroad.
I missed something once before. I won't. I can't let that happen again.
It was 10 years ago.
Everyone missed something that day.
Everyone's not me.
Previously on Homeland.
You're telling me the fucking CIA thinks I'm working for Al-Qaeda?
I think you're working for Al-Qaeda.
We were wrong about Brody.
Wait! I was wrong. This weekend, this time that we spent together, it was real.
Hey, Carrie. Fuck you.
I pray every day that you never lose sight of what you committed to do in Isa's name.
This is Isa, my son. I want him to learn English.
The house must be strong to keep them safe.
It's truly excellent.
A drone missile hit and destroyed part of a compound in the mountains of northern Iraq. The images being broadcast of the bodies of 83 dead children, allegedly killed in the strike, we believe to be false, created by the terrorists for propaganda purposes.
The vice president, the man most instrumental in the drone attack that killed young Isa, is going to ask you to run for political office. Say yes. That would be a signal to Nasir that you are still committed to do this.
Eileen just ID'd Tom Walker. He's the terrorist.
Tom was dead. That's what they told me. What we need to do is find him before anything happens.
Walker, he meets with a man to do business. He drives a car with the diplomatic plates.
That's it on the left, home of our Saudi diplomat.
What if Mr. Zahrani doesn't give us anything anytime soon?
Figure out an elegant way to lift and interrogate him. What do we know? Very little, that's what. But in our line of work, sometimes very little is just enough. Take Mansour al-Zahrani. Mild-mannered second secretary of the Saudi embassy. Seen here going to work 3 days ago. We surveilled him 24-7. We listen to every phone call he's made in the last week. We pawed through his professional life, his financial life, his personal life. In short, we turned him upside down and we shook real hard. Two items of interest fell out. Item one. Al-Zahrani is in debt to the tune of about $750,000, all due to investments even I'd know better than to make. Item two. Al-Zahrani is gay. He's got 3 wives, 10 children. He's a devout and conscientious Muslim. Yet every Thursday, when everyone thinks he's out jogging in Rock Creek Park, he's in fact visiting this bathhouse off DuPont Circle. We managed to get inside during his most recent visit. As you can see, he's a naughty boy. I believe that item one and item two will get us what we want, which is for this son of a bitch to tell us where Tom Walker is and what he and Abu Nazir are plotting. Most of Al-Zahrani's debt is carried by a private equity bank called Market Security. As I said, we don't have much, but we definitely have something.
William Pritchard?
That's me.
OK. Carrie Matheson.
You're really a spy.
An intelligence officer, actually.
This is very cool. Can I tell my wife about this?
No.
Even cooler.
As I mentioned on the phone, we're interested in one of your clients, Mansoor Al-Zahrani.
Yeah, I pulled his file. Makes dismal reading.
How'd you like to cause him some pain?
Red have the money he owes us, but short of that, pain might be satisfying. What can I do?
We'd like to borrow your bank.
You sure I can't tell my wife?
Sergeant Brody?
Yes?
We need to check your house, sir.
What the fuck?
For Secret Service, sir.
Sergeant Brody.
Sorry for the intrusion. Everyone's a little on edge because of your sniper buddy, I'm afraid. I have to ask, is Walker as good a shot as they say he is?
Yes, he is.
Too bad for us. Clear the room. I'm very impressed with the way you've handled coming back to the real world.
Thank you, sir.
Representative Richard Johnson, mean anything to you?
I'm Winston S.
How would you feel about running for his seat in the upcoming special election? I would consider it an honor to work with a man who's actually fought the war on terror, who's lived among the enemy and understands them. What do you think? Interested?
Yeah. I'm interested.
Good news, good news.
I need to talk to my wife first.
Is that a problem?
Be honest, it could be.
Well, we need her on board. She's half the story. War hero returns home after 8 years imprisonment to his beautiful, loving wife. I'm sure you'll be able to convince her.
Al-Zahrani's got diplomatic immunity. That may not mean much to you people, but to us mere mortals in the State Department, that's a serious issue.
We're not dragging him to Tunisia. We're not waterboarding. We'll be very polite and gentle. I just want to ask him some questions during his lunch hour.
CIA's not even supposed to be operating on American soil. It's against your own charter. This is the FBI's job.
Al-Zahrani's running a terrorist cell out of the Saudi embassy. He and Tom Walker are planning an attack on the United States.
Fuck the charter.
He doesn't mean that.
Yes, I do.
You don't know if this thing will work. You grab the guy.
Entice.
You entice the guy into the bank, and then what? You've got a couple of hours, maybe?
We figure two at the outside.
You have two measly hours before the Saudi embassy starts missing him. What if he doesn't turn?
Being gay in Saudi Arabia is like being the Antichrist here.
I am aware of our cultural differences with Saudi Arabia.
If Al-Zahrani doesn't turn and we blow the whistle on him, he can look forward to losing everything. I mean everything.
I see no compelling reason not to do this.
Were you not listening? I just gave you 10 of them. I'm going to the secretary on this one, David. And I will be appending all of my objections right on the fucking order.
Append away. Carrie, I want you to run the interrogation.
Shouldn't it be Saul?
Alzerani will be thrown if it's a woman. Might give us some leverage.
David's right.
Everything we know about Al-Zahrani's in here.
Are you sure you're okay with my doing this?
You're the right person for the job.
Saul.
I'm fine.
Remember what you said to me way back about getting the truth out of these guys?
What?
You're trying to find what makes them human, not what makes them terrorists.
Sounds like good advice. Better get started.
Jesus, you scared me.
Sorry. Kids get to school okay?
Yeah, with the usual hysterics. Chris is convinced he's the worst athlete in the entire eighth grade, and Dana's convinced she's a lesbian, because boys disgust her. What's going on?
While you were gone, I had a visitor.
Who?
Vice President of the United States.
In our house? It's a mess.
I doubt he noticed.
What did he want?
You remember Congressman Johnson? That poor bastard we saw on the TV at Gaines' house? He's resigning, and they want me to run for a seat.
I knew it. You said no, right?
Well, I said I'd talk it over with you first.
You're actually considering it? You can't be serious.
Well, what else am I gonna do? I'll stay in the Corps and go back to Iraq?
Artie, we're just getting our lives back on track. We're just getting our marriage back on track. And you want to go into politics? We'll never see you. It'll be like you're leaving us all over again.
I'll carve out plenty of time for you and the kids.
No, absolutely not. You cannot do this.
I think I can make a difference.
Do you want our family to be dragged through the mud by every newspaper and cable news channel in the country? Because that's what's going to happen. They're going to dig for dirt until they find it.
You don't know that.
Me and Mike, you and that CIA lady you fucked, don't be naive. It'll all come out, every last gory detail. I have to go change. I seem to have become one of those women who takes her kids to school in her pajamas.
Wives?
Three. Zara, Hala, and Yasmin. He met Zara when they were both 15. An arranged marriage, of course. He had his first five children with her. Fareed, Suhail, Gamila, Huda, and Wadia.
How can someone be 15 and married? What could a 15-year-old possibly know about the intricacies of a relationship, about taking care of a family?
More than you do?
Oh.
Matson.
Hey, it's me, Brody. You there?
Yeah, I'm here.
I need to see you.
Why?
It's personal.
When?
Now.
I can't. How about tomorrow night?
What's wrong with tonight?
I'm working.
Yeah, she's working.
Who's that?
Nobody. It's a neighbor.
You sure you can't make it tonight?
Yeah, I'm sure. Sorry.
Okay. Tomorrow. When and where?
We could go to that bar.
Well, why don't I just come to your place?
Oh, okay. Sure. 7? I'll text you the address.
Okay.
Hot date?
Hardly.
So you're texting your address to a plumber?
It's none of your fucking business who I'm texting my address to. So you think we have enough? You think Al-Zahrani will turn?
Well, you know as well as I do. Those guys who roll over and beg for mercy, and then there's those other guys who get all heroic and are willing to die for the cause.
Here.
You good?
Eye contact, please.
I'm good.
Good. It's good that you're good. Good is a good thing. Carrie. Eviscerate the motherfucker.
Told me I might find you in here. Working on your jump shot?
Something like that.
How's the jaw?
Fine.
I'm sorry, dude. I was way out of line.
No. I deserve it. What do you want, Brody?
Telling you, man, this whole coming home thing is tough.
I hear you.
I'm either parading around like a toy soldier or doing the fucking laundry. I need to be of service. I need to do something that matters. I've been asked by Vice President Walden to run for Congress.
You fucking serious?
Yeah. Jess doesn't want me to do it. She's exercising her veto rights.
Why?
I think she's afraid of being in the limelight.
You want to do it?
I gotta do something. Either that or I keep being pulled back into fucking Iraq. It's messing with my family. I get these moods. No fun to be around. Hey, Mike, you and Jessica. You didn't do anything wrong. And I can't blame you for whatever happened. You thought I was dead. And I know you guys got close. I'm sure it's not easy for you to say goodbye to each other. And, this whole situation is entirely fucked up. Talk to Jessica. Tell her how much this means to me. I gotta get my family back together. And, she'll listen to you. Thanks. Hey, something else. You took care of my kids. I'll always be grateful.
right this way. We'll get it all sorted out. Mansoor Al-Zahrani, I'd like to introduce you to Eli Sudik and Carol Sweetser, my top loan officers. They'll lay out the details of your debt restructuring. I'll leave you to it. I'm around if you need me.
Security. It's an unfortunate necessity these days.
Security for what? It's not like you're going to hand me cash, after all.
Please, sit down. Let's begin. We have some questions we'd like to ask you. We don't have much time. We need to get you back to your embassy by the end of lunch hour.
You're not loan officers. Who are you? I would like to leave now.
I'm afraid we can't allow that.
You CIA? FBI? Whoever you are, you can't hold me. I am a Saudi diplomat. I have diplomatic protection. You know what? I'm going to call my embassy right now. This is outrageous. I would not allow it. My ambassador will go straight to the White House, and you will both lose your jobs.
Why don't you take a look at these photographs? Then you can call anyone you want.
My country.
Of course not. Sit down, please. You owe Market Security $750,000. Your salary at the Saudi embassy is $170,000 a year. You've sold all of your stocks in the past 3 years. You have no savings. You have no other real estate holdings. Is that a fair summation?
Your point.
You're spending more than you make. Substantially.
Is that a crime?
No, not in and of itself. But it is curious to note that you are somehow meeting all of your financial obligations. What's in Geneva?
Cuckoo clocks.
Why have you traveled there 6 times in the past year?
It's business for my government.
Well, our friends in Switzerland inform us that in the morning of last Saturday, you had breakfast at the Beau Rivage Hotel with a man named Faraz Sabak. He handed you an envelope. You then carried this envelope to the Claret & Lube Bank on Rue François Versinex. 20 minutes later, you exited the Claret & Lube Bank without the envelope. You should know that Swiss officials had their eyes on Sabak, and then you, of course, because he's a trusted courier for Abu Nazir.
I don't know Abu Nazir.
Abu Nazir gives money to Sabak. Sabak hands money to you. You deposit the money in a Swiss bank and use it to pay off your bills. Why lose everything for a cause you don't even believe in? You're obviously not a zealot. You don't believe in radical Islam. You love the West.
No more questions. I am done talking to both of you.
Do you really want me to share these photos with your wives, your children, your parents, your ambassador?
Go ahead. Tell everyone you want. Tell them all. I don't care. I suck cock, and I love it. Yummy, 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 yummy. My wives already know. They don't care. They love me. So fuck it, huh? And fuck you. Put me on CNN. I'll admit to everything. Now I would like to go back to my embassy.
Sit the fuck down. I'm not finished.
Oh, I think you are.
Mr. Al-Zahrani, I'd like to remind
you love your children very much, don't you? Do you have a favorite?
No, of course not.
I think think Janine is your favorite?
She is a very remarkable young woman, but all of my children are remarkable.
Well, not one of your other children is a sophomore at Yale majoring in political philosophy. Not one of your other children was a National Merit Scholar. Not one of your other children has spent 2 full days with you at the Phillips Gallery, happily looking at your beloved impressionists. We would deport her. And we would make sure that she was not welcome in England, or Germany, or France, or Italy, or even all-forgiving Scandinavia. We would make sure that she had no choice but to go back to Saudi Arabia and get fat and wear a burqa for the rest of her miserable life. What do you do for Abu Nazir in return for the money he gives you? What do you do for Abu Nazir in return for the money he gives you?
I keep my ears open. Tell him what the Saudi government is thinking. General information.
You met with Tom Walker at least 3 times at the Mount Olivet Mosque last week, correct?
Yes.
Tom Walker is working for Abu Nazir.
Yes.
Was he meant to shoot the president from the roof of the house near Ronald Reagan Airport?
I don't know anything about that.
Where is Tom Walker now?
He's lying low.
Where?
I don't know.
What's his current assignment?
I don't know.
When will you know?
When Abu Nazir decides to tell me.
What's the tradecraft for setting a meeting with Walker?
I put my child's drawing of a red heart in the window of my living room.
When would the meeting take place?
The next day, at noon.
Where?
Farragut Square, by the fountain.
Mr. Al-Zahrani, I'd like you to go back to your house now. Put that drawing in your window tonight. Tomorrow afternoon, I'd like you to proceed as you normally would to meet Tom Walker. Okay?
So I'm bait?
You're bait. You're free to go now.
What happens to me after all of this?
Go about your business, live your life. We say nothing to Saudi intelligence about your connections to Abu Nazir. You say nothing to Abu Nazir about our little get-together. You work for us now. Welcome to the CIA.
Oh, damn it. Ow. Mike.
Hello.
Hi. Come in.
No, it's better if I stay out here.
Oh, okay. Have you been?
Shitty. Brody came to see me.
He did?
He apologized for slugging me. He said he doesn't blame either one of us for anything. I mean, Christ, he even thanked me for taking care of the kids.
Oh, God.
I know. He's trying, Jess. He's really trying. Told me about being asked to run for Congress. Told me you were against it.
I'm just thinking of the family. What's best for the family?
Just right now, Brody's a Marine without a mission. He's a lost man wandering around in the fog. This thing really means a lot to him. He wants to be of service. He wants to do this. Let him. He'll be a better father, better husband.
He put you up to this.
Yeah, he did. So what? He's right.
That's unbelievable. He comes to you, and now here you are on his behalf? It's a little incestuous, isn't it? Why don't we all just take off our clothes and get in bed together?
Jess, come on.
I gotta go. Come on in. Miles Davis. You like jazz?
I don't know anything about it.
I really just came around to ask you something. I need you to be honest.
What?
Does anybody at the CIA know about our weekend up at the cabin?
No.
You didn't tell anybody?
No.
Are you sure?
Yeah, I'm sure.
Is there any way they could find out?
Not unless I did tell them.
Which you wouldn't do.
Well, believe it or not, I value my privacy. Why the concern?
I've been asked to run for political office.
A political office? What are you talking about?
Vice President Walden wants me to run for Congressman Johnson Seaton.
Really? Wow. That's surprising.
I don't want to do it if there's even a chance the media would find out about us. I can't do that to Jessica. I've been shitty enough as it is, and she deserves better. And she's gonna get it.
Jessica will never know.
Thanks. I should get back home.
Yeah. I'm beat. It's been a rough day.
You promise me this will stay between us?
Promise.
Goodbye.
Good night.
Work we go.
All right, we're about 20 minutes out.
Excuse me. Saul, any sign of Walker?
Nothing yet. We got 15 of our people in the square, and Carrie's running point down there.
Remember, everybody, Walker is armed and dangerous. We don't want a firefight. We want to nab him, not spook him.
Don't move until Walker's in the grab zone. Carrie?
I know the protocol, Saul. This isn't my first polka.
What, how you doing?
Sniper one in position.
We're passing National Cathedral. Traffic is loosening up. It should be there any minute.
Any sign of Walker?
Quadrant report.
North, no Walker.
East, nothing.
West, negative.
South?
South, nothing.
Okay, we're here.
We have Bravo.
Alzerani's moving into Farragut Square, southwest corner.
We got Alzerani.
Where the fuck is Walker?
I'm looking. Zahrani's approaching the fountain. Bait is set. Ten o'clock. Possible Walker. He's got a green watch cap, black fleece, kind of a briefcase.
Target in range.
Win. Don't get trigger happy.
You're just there in case this whole thing goes to shit.
Looks like he's headed to the fountain, all right.
Nobody makes a move until Walker's in the grab zone. I can't see his face. I need visual confirmation. Finkelstein, you're up front. Go for a clear view.
Roger that.
Franklin, Petrelli, approaching from the east.
10-4. On it.
He's approaching Al-Zahrani. I want that positive ID now.
Shit. Finkelstein?
I'm trying.
Franklin? Petrelli?
It could be Walker. Hard to tell. His head is down.
Petrelli?
Black male, 6 feet, clean shaven, athletic.
I can't tell.
He's carrying a briefcase in his left hand.
So?
Walker's right-handed. What about his watch? Does anybody see his watch?
It's on his right wrist.
I don't like this, Saul.
Should I engage?
Negative.
What's in the briefcase? Saul, what's in the fucking briefcase?
Wait for my command.
Copy that.
Shh. Pull back. Get everyone out of here.